Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball four. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buzzard bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Schaefer moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer is hit by the pitch. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cunningham moves to second. Tommy John now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. McMullen scores. King moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. King moves to third. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King scores. Howard moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Ted Wills now pitching. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zimmer moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Ted Wills. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Steve Rijik now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. King takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Howard strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford pinch hits for Al Weiss. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. J.C. Martin now catching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Rijik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Skowron is hit by the pitch. Cater moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. King hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-4 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brumley for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.